Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Have you ever thought about a marketing strategy that maybe you wanted to apply in your business as something that just doesn't work for you? That maybe it works for others in your industry, but not for you. If you did, I want to challenge you on that. What I learned in my own business, but I also coach my clients on, is that you can make anything work for you in terms of marketing and sales strategy. So if there is something that you would like to implement, but you're having challenges, and especially if that something has worked for others in your industry, you can definitely figure it out for you. And I have a 5-step process for you to do that. So step number one, have a proven process and strategy that you can learn from somebody who's already done it and it has worked for them. I do that. I don't like to waste time on things to try to figure everything out by myself. There is enough in my business that nobody else is doing that I need to figure out on my own. So if it comes to something that somebody else is expert in that, I'd rather learn from them, cut on the challenges, cut on the time, frustration, and so on. So that's step number one. Step number two, be willing to try and don't expect perfection at that first try. Like with everything else, if there is something we've never done before or we are learning, there is a learning curve and you're not going to be like that expert you're learning from on the first try. Trying and failing, or trying and not getting the exact result you want and having to implement, it's just normal part of mastering a skill and process. Step number three, have somebody give you constructive feedback. We learn and get results so much faster when somebody looks at what we're doing, that is an expert in that area or knows what they're looking at, right? Knows what they're talking about and can give us feedback and say, hey, this you did great, tweak here, do this and so on. I do that for my own business with my coach and I do it for my clients as well. So whether it's I look through their sales presentations, marketing materials, social media content, copy, whatever that is that I can help them with, they can submit to me, I'll review them, give them pointers so they can tweak it and do better next time, rather than trying for many, many months or weeks, figure out what they're doing wrong and not seeing that. It happened to me and it's just a waste of time. And then step number four, don't limit yourself in terms of how long you give yourself to figure that out. If you want to figure something out, you will, but sometimes it might take you longer than your brain is thinking it well. So instead of limiting yourself and saying, if in 3 months I'm not getting results, I'm dropping that, just give yourself more time. Because what you don't want to do is stop 3 feet before striking the goal. And then the last thing is track and review your progress. Know when you are progressing in the right direction, even if maybe you didn't get the final result. So know what are your progress results that you would normally see in that strategy you're learning and figuring out. So then that motivates you to keep going and not limit yourself with your time. And if you want to double your business without adding more work, this process is what we follow with my business growth winning strategy that we do for our clients. And we do it with the client first approach and business owner first approach, meaning we pick the marketing and sales tactics that make sense for you as a business owner that you want to do, and of course, make sense for your clients and your industry. And we just figure it out as fast as possible in a simple way as possible. If you want to talk about more about it, just message me. Have a fantastic week. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.